Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoicism served up with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car on Red Bull? The to-do list longer than a CVS receipt, and every little thing feels like a potential disaster waiting to happen. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of stoicism and how it can help you tame that inner anxiety beast and find some much-needed peace. Because let's face it, in this crazy world, anxiety is practically a job requirement. News cycles are like emotional roller coasters, social media is a highlight reel of everyone else's perfectly curated lives, and deadlines loom like the villain in a superhero movie. But here's the cool part. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about accepting what you can control, letting go of what you can't, and finding that inner strength to navigate life's storms with grace. So, buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 key Stoic lessons that could seriously level up your anxiety management game. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is the golden rule of Stoicism. It's like that annoying but helpful voice in your head saying, "Dude, you can't control the weather, but you can choose to wear a raincoat." Think about it. Are you stressing over a traffic jam you didn't cause? Instead of getting all worked up, use that time to listen to a podcast, practice some deep breathing, or even just daydream. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can run wild with negative what-if scenarios? Like, what if I trip and fall during that important presentation? What if my dog eats my homework again? Stoicism teaches us to question those thoughts. Are they truly realistic? Or are we just feeding our anxiety monster with fear? By challenging those negative narratives, we can start to shift our perspective and find more peace of mind. 3. Practice mindfulness. You know, that whole being present thing. It's not just a yoga fad, it's a powerful tool against anxiety. When you're anxious, your mind tends to zoom into the future or dwell on the past. Mindfulness helps you anchor yourself in the present moment. Notice the sensations in your body, focus on your breath, or simply observe your surroundings without judgment. This can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to sit quietly and breathe deeply. Trust me, it's like hitting the reset button on your brain. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It sounds cliché, but seriously, gratitude is a game changer. When you focus on what you're grateful for, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee, it shifts your attention away from worries and anxieties. Make a list of things you appreciate each day, big or small. It's like adding a dose of sunshine to your mental landscape. 5. Remember your values. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with our core values. What truly matters to you? Is it honesty, kindness, courage? When anxiety starts creeping in, remind yourself of these values. They can provide a compass to guide your decisions and actions, helping you stay grounded and focused on what truly matters. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing at the top of a mountain, wind ripping through your hair, breathtaking view stretching out before you. You feel invincible. But then a sudden storm rolls and thunder roars, lightning flashes, and rain pours down, threatening to sweep you off your feet. That, my friends, is anxiety rearing its ugly head. But remember, the Stoic warrior doesn't panic. They adjust their course, seek shelter, and trust that they have the strength to weather the storm. Just like that mountain climber, we can find our inner resilience by focusing on what we can control, challenging negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and remembering our values. So, the next time anxiety tries to take over, remember these Stoic lessons. Take a deep breath, remind yourself of your strengths, and step into that calm center within. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to strategy for managing anxiety? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of Stoic strength together. Until next time, keep those spirits high and that inner fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.